This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Tori Spelling couldn't hide her emotions on what would have been her 18th wedding anniversary with estranged husband Dean McDermott. The Beverly Hills 90210 alum addressed their first anniversary post-divorce filing, getting choked up while recalling May 7th as another day from now on, RadarOnline.com has learned. Speaking about their anniversary and split on Monday's episode of her podcast Me Spelling, 50, said she forgot their 18-year mark was on the horizon until, no joke, 2 days ago. She reminisced about how busy the month would usually be for her and her family, adding she could tick one yearly activity off the list. It's May, you guys. It's a huge month for me, she stated, listing their May 7th anniversary, her May 16th birthday, and Mother's Day. I would always be like, hey, buddy. Sorry, you're screwed. You got three Tory days to deal with, essentially, in May. It wasn't until a pal joked he could remove her anniversary with McDermott from his calendar that she remembered the special day. I hadn't thought about that. May 7th is just gonna be another day from now on, Spelling said on her podcast. That kind of hit me. I was like, wow, yeah, wow, I mean, obviously, I filed for divorce. We're getting a divorce, but I hadn't thought about that. The actress recalled she would always make something for Dean on our wedding anniversary. Homemade equals love, Spelling added. Whether that's in the past, present or the future, I still maintain that. She started listing off the arts and crafts she made for McDermott over the years, which caused her to break down. She made him a bench 1 year with the phrase "I want to grow old with you" inscribed on it. I'm conveniently blocking it out, because it hurts, Spelling explained, adding she was inspired by those old couples sitting on a bench. At the end of the day, he and I and our kids, we're a family unit. He's their father, whether we're married or not, the star told her listeners. Well, I'm not going to grow old with him. Spelling continued to get emotional, stating, oh my god, you guys, every week it is not going to be about me, like, oh I'm Tori, I'm alone and single. Or it can be, I mean, I don't know. Oh my god, I'm tearing up, I do have feelings, look at that. She exists. She said. Spelling also dragged McDermott's girlfriend, Lily Kahlo, into the conversation while joking that she could make her ex a necklace out of fake teeth this year. How would his girlfriend feel about that? If you ever loved me, you will wear my porcelain teeth around your neck. Five of them for the five beautiful kids we made, she joked. How can you say no to that? Sorry, Lily, you know I love you. As RadarOnline.com reported, Spelling filed for divorce from McDermott in March. She's demanding sole physical custody of their five children and spousal support. She also listed the date of separation as June 17, 2023, the day after McDermott's botched breakup announcement.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.